Saturday morning, how are you? It's Trina. Something for the weekend, and we're all getting ready for the kids going back to school. And I guess this weekend is where you might start hearing things from the kids about being a little bit worried about going back to school. So Susie Lodola is here. She is an IACP accredited therapist. That's the Irish Association for Counselling and Psychotherapy. This is a real thing, isn't it, Susie? You know, back to school time, there is anxiety there with some children.
Yes, absolutely. There is, yeah. I think the majority of kids do go back to school and they're fine. But there is a certain amount, a fifth of children finding it difficult to settle back into school, particularly the ones transitioning from primary to secondary school. They can be very anxious. You know, they don't know what to expect. It's a new building, new teachers, it's a whole new environment. And a big deal has been made out of it as well. You know, you're going to big school now and so on. So there's a bit of worry and fear.
Are us parents making it worse by saying, oh, you're going to big school now? And
yeah, well, parents can do a lot to help their children. So if a parent is calm and rational about it and saying, look, you know, it's a great opportunity, let's talk about it. How do you feel about moving into the new school now or going back to school? And instead, you know, and a child says, I'm really worried. What if nobody talks to me? What if I can't find my classroom? What if my shoes aren't cool enough? Whatever, you know, the things to start to worry about. And not fitting in is not to say, oh, sure, you'll be fine. Don't worry about it. You'll be grand. After a couple of days, you'll be fine. It's actually to sit down and say, well, tell me about your fears. What are you worried about? And let them talk about it. And then help them to see maybe, have they had shown strength before? For example, when they say, look, I'm worried I won't make friends, I won't fit in. Then maybe they've been in a summer camp in a previous year where they had made friends and did enjoy it. That you reference back to that and say, look, you know, you were worried then going to the summer camp, not making friends, and you did. Look at the lovely friends you made.
Yeah,
or
yeah. It can be the small things like, you know, not being able to open a locker or the combination lock in the locker or, you know, kind of being confused about what room they need to be in for their next class, particularly when you're going from primary school to secondary school. It is big change. They're used to being in one room with one teacher and now suddenly they've to move around all day with different teachers. But everyone else is in the same boat. They have to remember that as well. The first year. So even if you had trouble with your lockers, everyone is in the exact same boat. So what would you say then are the signs of anxiety then in the child?
When the parent starts to notice that the child is maybe isolating themselves, they might have tummy pains, maybe feeling nauseous, being irritable, you know, and not eating, and then vomiting even. I think it's important to get professional help when it comes to that, because it can lead to school refusal. And the longer that is left untreated, the harder it is going to be for the child.
Yeah,
it can have long-term effects, academic long-term effects, because they'll miss school. It's very easily treated. You know, it's getting professional help from a therapist that is IACP accredited, helping them overcome that anxiety about, you know, it's all fear-based. Anxiety is fear-based. So they're worried about terrible things that are going to happen. So it's about teaching them those things are unlikely to happen. And if they do happen, well, what's bad about that, you know?
If they're saying that, you know, they have a tummy ache, is the key to send them into school anyway?
The key with that is exploring, first of all, what is going on, you know, how you're feeling. Ask them, you know, how you're feeling. And they say, well, I'm really nervous, I'm really worried, and I'm having a tummy ache now. And that's the time to sit down and talk about it. Yes, send them into school. You know, it depends on case to case. See what happens when they go to school. If they go in, that's perfect, that's fine. But if they can't go in, don't force them in, because it just makes it worse. But it is then to get professional help.
They always say your school days are the best days of your life. Yeah. And when you're there, you don't believe
you
it.
You don't, yeah,
yeah,
exactly.
Until
you're
back
in fondness, yeah.
So also, just another thing, and I know this sounds ridiculous saying this, but for parents to be super, super organised for everybody in the morning, because it can be a rush getting out in the morning. And things like, you know, not having the right PE gear with them or the lunch ready or the right copybooks or whatever it might need, even if they're doing home ec or something, having the ingredients in.
Yeah.
You don't need to add stress to your life, and that could cause anxiety in a child as well if they don't have all the things that they need to make their day go a bit smoother. So I guess planning and being organised is quite important too.
It is very important, but it's hard to do. It might work well the first few weeks and then it goes by the wayside. But first of all, let the child have some control over it, okay? Negotiate it. Always have a conversation. Say, what time do you want to get up at? What time shall we have lights out? let them have an input, even though you may make the final decision, but give them a sense of control. Ask them, can we do the sports gear, the sports bag the night before? What would you like for your lunch? Let's plan it together. Let's find the containers where we're going to put it in, or, you know, what else do you need to organize, and start a routine. You could write it down on a piece of paper and stick it to the fridge, and, you know, everyone can see it there.
Yeah.
But get the buy-in from your child.
By this time next week, you'd be like, well, sure, it's a doddle. Listen, you're very good. If anybody wants any help with that, you can contact an IACP accredited therapist. And of course, that is the Irish Association for Counselling and Psychotherapy. Thank you very much, Susie. Have a great weekend.
Thank you. You too.
See you now. Bye.
Thank
it's
you.
Something
bye.
For the weekend on Ireland's Classic Hits.